Now let me read verse 7. For in the multitude of dreams and many words, there are also divers vanities, that is, all kinds of emptiness. But fear thou God. In other words, dreams and words are no substitute for a personal relationship with God. Somebody says, I've had a dream, or I've had an experience. And may I say to you that an experience is no substitute at all for a study of the Word of God. There are a great many people today that use an experience to even test the Word of God, instead of using the Word of God to test their experience. The important thing is that all experience should be tested by the Word of God. We are to try the spirits to see whether they are of God or not. And today a great many people go out on the tangent of experience and live there. That's religion. It appeals to the emotion. It appeals to the aesthetic sense. And it dwells upon experience. And does your faith today in Christ rest upon experience, or does it rest upon the naked Word of God? That's very important. Do you have religion, or do you have Christ? Now, verse 8, the last verse here in this section. If thou seest the oppression of the poor and violent perverting of judgment and justice in a province, marvel not at the matter, for he that is higher than the highest regardeth, and there be higher than they. Now, today we've heard of a great deal of corruption in the poverty program. Well, I believe that God deals with this type of thing as he does with nothing else. Those that are taking advantage of the poor, those today that are attempting to get rich at the expense of the poor, that, to my judgment, is something that God judges. And the very program that today makes a great many people feel comfortable, that we now have become a generous people and we have a poverty program. Well, we also have a lot of corruption today. Now, God will look at that thing. And if you see the corruption, and if you're in it, you ought to get out of it. I don't think a Christian can have part in a corrupt poverty program in any way whatsoever, any shape, form, or fashion. And you're to recognize one thing, that if you see the corruption, you can be sure of one thing: God sees the corruption, and God is going to do something about it. He will bring in judgment. And the history of this world rather bears that out. Governments that have attempted to bear down upon the poor, those governments fail. And I think probably the best example, the one that we are more acquainted with than any other, is the French. The French Revolution came. And it wasn't a nice, pretty thing by any means. It was an awful thing. But I think it was the judgment of God upon the corruption of a nation, that a few were living at the expense of the many, of the poor. And that is something God has had so much to say about. There's so much said about that when the Lord Jesus reigns, the poor are going to get a fair deal. They are going to find that there's one that is reigning that really means business when he says that he's going to do something for the poor. There'll be justice and righteousness for them. And I don't think he's going to put them on the dole system. I don't think that he's going to give them out actually food stamps. I think that every person will make his contribution in that day. In the millennium, they'll make their contribution, and they will receive justice at his hands.